Hare Krishna. Today I'm just going to speak a little about offenses to superiors, Vaishnavas, and great personalities, particularly because it's something that I came across as I was writing today in... It was in Harivamsa Purana, and I'll tell you the background, which is Kamsa sending Akrura to fetch Krishna, to bring him to Mathura. And Kamsa got news that Aristasura had been slain, and not only was he killed, but Krishna made a holy place, Radhakund, Shamakund, of the place that he was killed, and had a big festival to celebrate it, the real rasa dance with the gopis. And Kamsa was so troubled that at night he called together all of his ministers, demoniac friends, and also members of the Yadu dynasty who were residing there and living there in Mathura. And his purpose was to actually segregate Vasudev from all of the other Yadus. And surprisingly enough, he started by identifying himself with the Yadus, because he was one of the Vrishnis. He's part of the dynasty. He's Ugrasen's son. And he pointed out that here I am, a family member, and here's Vasudev, who's meant to be just like my father. But all of this time, he's been concealing from me that my enemy, who was destined to kill me, he actually is alive. Not only is he alive and well, and killing so many of my associates in Vrindavan, but he's also hid him there. Against my wishes, or without my knowledge, in the protection of Nanda Maharaj, both of his sons, Balaram and Krishna, who are certainly more than demigods, because with their prowess that they've been displaying, and even their indifference to demigods like Brahma and Indra, they can be no other than Vishnu, who was also the source of my death in a previous life. So how can someone who is being maintained by me, who I'm taking care of, who's eating at the same table with me, who lives in my home, how can this person conspire against me? He's like a black spot in the Vrishni dynasty, and he should be driven out. Kamsa gave the example. He said, Vasudeva is like a crow that sometimes rests on your head and then pecks your eyes out. Similarly, Vasudeva is also like that. He's giving shelter, being given shelter by me, but at the same time he's performing all these evil deeds. So Kamsa went on like this for some time. At a certain point, Maharaj Andaka, who was quite fearless and wasn't afraid of Kamsa, he stood up and he started to chastise Kamsa. He said that aside from the fact that you're wrong in your assessment of the situation, you're wrong in your assessment of Vasudev. Vasudev is not only your senior, your elder, he's also a great devotee, a pure devotee of the Lord, and he's completely faultless. And then he says, for you to criticize him like this, for you to offend such a great person, is worse than killing a Brahmin. He said the sin is greater than the sin of killing a Brahmin. And then he says, manyas chaiva vigamyascha vidastaka yatagnaya krodo hitesham pradale lokan antargatanapi. He says, my dear child, elderly persons like Vasudev should always be respected like fire. Otherwise, their anger, or the anger of the Supreme Lord, can burn even exalted personalities like you to ashes. And saying this, then Maharaj Andaka continued that on the basis of your offense, we're disowning you as a member of this dynasty. We're distancing ourselves from you. We have nothing to do with you. Personally, we will not sit in your assembly. We will not give advice, and we want nothing to have nothing to do with you any further after this. So it's quite interesting, these two points. One is how much respect is going to be offered to seniors, to Vaishnavas, to great personalities, and the statement that his sin is greater than that of a killing of a Brahmin are very significant and warn us how we should be very careful in terms of our interpersonal dealings amongst Vaishnavas, particularly when we speak, because in Kali Yuga, especially in our sort of communication age, everyone is free to speak and say anything about anyone else. So, number one, we should not be involved, we should not criticize others. And number two, when we hear, then like Maharaj Andaka, we should just immediately retaliate. Yes, one thing I didn't mention, that when Kamsa was speaking like this, all the Vrishnis, they all covered their ears with their hands, they didn't want to hear. And then at the end, when Maharaj Andaka started speaking, then they left. So then we should also perform the right act. And then, of course, after this happened, this took place on an Ekadasi night, that this whole discourse took place in this argument. Then Kamsa deputed Akrura to bring Krishna into Mathura. Akrura left on the Dwadasi morning. He reached Nandagram by Dwadasi evening, at which time he asked Krishna Balaram to come to Mathura. They left on the morning of the Trayodasi. Trayodasi evening, Krishna was already touring Mathura, and he broke Lord Shiva's sacred bow. And on the Chaturdasi, which happened also to be Shivaratri, then Lord Krishna killed Kamsa. So it took 2 days before, of course, Kamsa was already piling up offense upon offense upon offense, but it took 2 days from the time of his criticizing Vasudeva that his life was at that time finished. That's it for today. Actually, our English, our Yathra Chakart, well, the Ratha Chakart isn't English, the Yathra Chakart belongs to Lord Jagannath, but it was constructed in England, it belongs to the British Yatra. It's just arrived not long ago, and tonight we'll have our Ratha Yatra dinner. And day after tomorrow we'll have Rath Yatra in cooking weather. It's scheduled to be beautiful sunshine, 33 degrees, which in downtown Budapest between the skyscrapers are going to end up being more like 35 degrees. And we'll give report and pictures on that when the time comes. Hare Krishna.